Red hot and roasting. Words for describing things that are hot. There are lots of words for talking about temperature in English. Many of them describe particular types of thing. For example, some adjectives can be used to describe the weather, but not food or people. This post is the first of a pair and looks at some common words for things that are hot or warm. I'll start with red hot, which is an emphatic word for something that's extremely hot. We use this adjective for objects, often metal objects, and not usually for weather or food. For example, don't touch that saucepan, it's red hot. We talk about blistering or scorching hot weather, but we don't usually use these words to talk about how people feel when they experience it. For example, they worked all afternoon in the blistering heat. It was a scorching hot day. There are, however, several words that can refer to both hot weather and the way we feel in it. These include baking or baking hot, boiling or boiling hot, roasting or roasting hot, and sweltering. For example, everyone on the train was baking, but we couldn't turn the heaters off. It's boiling hot here in the summer. There was no shade on the beach and we were roasting. We were forced to walk miles in the sweltering heat. Scalding is an emphatic word used for liquids and implies that they will hurt you if you touch them. On the other hand, piping or piping hot usually describes food or drink and is a rather positive description. For example, she accidentally put her hand in the scalding water. Make sure the food is piping hot before you eat it. If someone is too hot because they're ill, we say that they have a temperature or are running a temperature. And if they're hot because of a fever, we might say that they're burning up. For example, Tom was running a temperature and feeling very ill. She was burning up in the night. If something is warm, it's fairly hot, but not very hot. This word usually describes a pleasant temperature. Two more positive words are toasty, which usually describes a person's body or sometimes a place that's comfortably warm, and balmy, which describes warm weather. For example, make sure you stay warm if you're going out in the snow. My thick coat kept me toasty. It was a balmy afternoon and we sat outside. If you've found these words useful, look out for my next post, which will look at some of the words that describe things that are cold or only slightly warm.